after his court ordered by the International Criminal Court, when he get back to Abidjan, he created a new party, an African party, PPRC, and then as normal, we as the members of that party, we asked him to stand for 2025. And he was not responding correctly by yesterday during the meeting with all the commission, all the constituent members of the party. He said clearly that he's very, very much prepared to be the candidate of our party. So from now, may each of us be, you know, like campaign propagandists. That's what it is. But they said there's some condition here, James. The first condition is the overall of the electoral list, the list for the voters is not properly done. It's full of fraud. Secondly, the condition, you know, the President Bagbo's name is not on the list. So we will fight for the audit for the electoral list. And the third one is like, you know, the boundaries, the electoral boundaries is not properly done.
So how strong is the party and how strong is the former president? As you said, he has been out of the country for some time now. So how strong do you think your party is going to be?
In the collective memory of the Ivorian, the popularity of President Bolan Gbagbo is quite any region of the country. President Gbagbo is one of the politicians well known in here because as opponent, he was in power from 2000 to 2011. So yes, popularity in terms of the really politician in this country, that is not a doubt. Secondly, yes, PPRC is a new party, but all the members are not new on the political field. We were FP before. Now we are PPRC. It's exactly, he was talking about the envelope. He said, let's take the content of the envelope and give them the envelope. So yes, James. Yes, it won't be easy, yeah, because he was out of the country for 15 years. But again, in collective memories, everyone in this country knows who's Gbagbo Lawrence and who Gbagbo Lawrence stand for. Gbagbo Lawrence will stand for justice, equity, and love between people as Kwame Nkrumah.